In Houston, 7 people are now confirmed dead in the historic flooding that hit the region this week. People had to flee as rising waters inundated hundreds of homes and buildings. The National Weather Service has issued general flood warnings, but a forecasting system that is now in the works, one that uses a supercomputer, could better pinpoint where flooding is likely to occur. Dave Failing with Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media reports.
Make no mistake, the experts say this was one bad flood.
It was a flood of massive proportions.
Phil Bediant is an environmental engineer doing flood research at Rice University.
It was very, very widespread. It also came very, very quickly. It came at the worst possible time.
The worst time, in the darkness of early morning. But you might have been warned if you got weather alerts on your smartphone. Phil Bediant did.
People were awakened in the middle of the night with these alerts. That is very useful and a big step in the right direction.
But what do those alerts actually tell you?
Well, you know, these following counties are going to be under flood watch or flood warning or whatever.
Bedian and other researchers have been looking for ways to provide far more detailed warnings, as in which neighborhoods might flood and how badly. One project, developed in part by the University of Texas, is about to become operational nationwide. Here's UT researcher David Maidment.
The Weather Service is going to be forecasting water like it forecasts weather.
Maidment is talking about a national project he helped develop and which he says the National Weather Service will begin using for its flood forecasting starting in June. It'll use a supercomputer to crunch data not only about rainfall amounts, but also about the capacity of creeks and bayous to carry the water. It'll predict the flow at 2.7 million spots on those waterways nationwide, in Texas alone at over 100,000 spots.
So that you'll be able to anticipate where the water will be and how deep it will be. How much it's going to spread out and so on.
So that sounds more accurate then. You'll be able to say more, in a more pinpointed way, here's the area that may be flooding within hours?
Yes, that's right. This is going to be a very large increase in the nation's capacity for flood forecasting once it becomes fully operational.
Maidment says it could mean local emergency officials will be able to make quicker, more accurate decisions on where to close roads or where to expect to make high water rescues. And he says the media could give much more specific warnings.
I hope that television stations will be able to use that to say, here's the storm coming, and not just, we expect 2 to 4 inches of rain or something like that, but here's the kind of flooding that could result from rain of that magnitude so that people can prepare ahead for it.
Maidment says the forecasting models the National Weather Service will put into operation this summer could provide those more accurate forecasts hours, even days in advance of when the water will begin to rise. For Here and Now, I'm Dave Failing.